The Osgood File. Dave Rawson for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Welcome to the future of airport security.
Please center your eyes in the mirror.
Just makes you feel all warm and fuzzy. More after this. Nobody likes security checks, especially when the agent finds the gun you forgot was in your carry-on. So here's what's going to take its place. A system created by a private company called Clear. CBS's Chris Van Cleef got a demonstration.
So what you're going to do is press both thumbs on that black pad. Yep.
Clear is a private company using biometric authentication, an iris scan or fingerprint to verify a passenger's identity.
You are clear.
And then leads that passenger around the long line of people waiting to have their IDs checked by the TSA and right to screening. CEO Karen Seidman-Becker.
What Clear has done is not different of what ATM machines have done or what EasyPass has done.
It's no different except for the part about Clear customers being able to swagger past all the other poor schlubs who didn't pay for the service, which looks a little like cutting the line at Disneyland. Clear costs $179 a year, which is not bad if you're a frequent flyer, but passenger rights advocate Charlie Leoka says the optics are a little uncomfortable.
I think that it's just creating one more break between the upper crust and the hoi polloi, which is not healthy.
He's got a point. I'm guessing the people you'll see using Clear to jump the TSA line will be the same people you'll see when you take the walk of shame through first class on your way to your 17-inch seat in steerage.
It's a little bit distasteful to me when private companies sort of horn in on a government operation and find a way to make money from it.
I know. But then again, between the pat-downs, the body scans, the ruthless sorting of passengers under the frequent flyer caste system, what's one more humiliation? The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.